Morning, we're turning back the clock on May 9, the day in 1988 when the new Parliament House was opened on Capitol Hill in Canberra by the Queen. It was on the anniversary of the first meeting of the Federal Parliament.
It was also on this same day, 1927, that the Provisional Parliament House was opened here in the new capital of Canberra by my father.
And it was in 2006 that trapped miners Brad Webb and Todd Russell emerged from the Beaconsfield mine where they'd been trapped for 2 weeks.
A series of small explosions and hand tools were used to clear the last metre or so of rock into the cramped chamber where the pair has been pinned since Anzac Day.
Birthdays, veteran English actor Albert Finney is 82 today. Best remembered for movies like Murder on the Orient Express, Erin Brockovich and Scrooge.
Freedom, spirit, freedom!
Candice Bergen is 72. For 10 years, she was the star of the sitcom Murphy Brown.
Murphy, a reminder, the League of Women Voters has named you Female Broadcaster of the Year. The luncheon's on the 29th.
Wait a minute. Nobody told me there was going to be a luncheon. That means I'll be eating up on a dais in front of everybody. Sure, you get a better angle to flick lima beans at Katie Couric's head, but on the other hand, you can't pin it on anybody else.
The piano man, Billy Joel, is 69. Apparently his favourite hits are River of Dreams, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, and Uptown Girl. But this will always be his signature hit.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you got us.
And one of Australia's most respected journalists and presenters, Yana Vent, is 62. She made her TV newsreading debut in 1979, then became a reporter on 60 Minutes before taking the chair as the host of A Current Affair.
And I'm sorry if you're upset about the questions, but it seems to me that I'm not doing my job if I have an opportunity to speak to Sir Brown.
Gone out of your way to ask the questions I told you not to ask.
There's some of the things we're celebrating on May 9.